Dites donc, Nadège, comment aviez-vous recruté le nouveau si rapidement la dernière fois?
Bah, LinkedIn.
Ah bon, parce que là, j'ai besoin de toute urgence d'un ingénieur en IA. Alors, où est-ce qu'on peut le trouver?
Bah, LinkedIn.
Mais j'ai pas le temps de voir 1000 candidats, moi. Comment on va faire?
Bah, LinkedIn.
Vu l'urgence, vous êtes vraiment confiante, Nadège?
Bah, oui.
Avec 8 personnes recrutées par minute sur LinkedIn, pour tous vos recrutements, il y a, LinkedIn. Pour en savoir plus, rendez-vous sur linkedin.com/je-recrute.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature, so keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. It's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jim, and Gregor,
and the Jim and JC.
All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to Footy Prime News and Dubs, your one-stop destination for footy news and dubs. Yeah, that's Amy Walsh. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
We were talking.
I don't know, but I'm recording because he could be 8:30. He didn't go. So we're on for 8:15. So he's probably still thinking 8:30.
Ah, right. Which wouldn't help. Wouldn't help the overall scoring of 66, would it? Well, actually, it would, because it
minus
means
just suck.
Minus 10 points already, yeah, exactly. How's everyone doing?
Good, thank you. How good, about great. You?
I'm good. We missed you yesterday, Dubs, at the event.
Oh, you weren't there?
That's right. Made a real mark.
Who was I hanging out with?
Well, that's weird. A little bit awkward. JC was hanging out with a redheaded woman, old.
Oh no, event. No! It was a bald man named Mike from BA. Head. I thought that was Dubs, but it turns out it was our friend Mike from British Airways.
Yeah,
They do look quite similar.
Mm-hmm. He just goes by Amy.
He does, and he steals cards.
Hard sell. Mike's a legend.
Oh, he's great. We'll be on BA in no time.
No time. We made it very clear that we're desperate.
You'll have to clear your schedule, Dubs, because we're planning, Sharms and I are planning to go to West Ham and Ipswich for Craig to be in the Hall of Fame, and all six of us are going to do podcasts from there for a week in London and Ipswich.
And when is this happening?
Well, British Airways don't know about it yet, but yeah.
We've already made a plan.
He said, you know what? British Airways hasn't done any marketing, spent any marketing money in Canada for the last 14 years. We're like, oh, do we ever have some ideas?
Do we have a podcast you can sponsor?
I was giving him a little handy under the table immediately.
So was I.
Yeah, that was your hand.
Oh, no.
You guys were giving each other handies. Yeah.
Mike feels surprisingly like longer.
That's not the type of glad handing you're meant to be doing at these types of events, you guys. That's not what it means.
I appreciate you bringing the tweezers, Dan.
You're welcome, JC.
You do realize that if Mike from BA is listening to this podcast now, we've just totally shot any chance of a punch.
Or,
well, we've said what the fuck before, I think, Sharps. I think this whole podcast was created on that WTF. Say it, you know.
I was alluding more to the fact that you were suggesting you were giving him a hand job.
Yeah. That's exactly. I wasn't even suggesting it. I gave him a hand job.
It was a good event, though. Lots of people from the Canadian soccer machine were there.
Mm-hmm. Let's name some names.
Victor Montaliani was there.
Yep.
He was the guest of honor. Bill Manning.
Bill Manning.
Mark Noonan.
Peter Montopoli. Canada. FIFA now.
Peter Montopoli, the World Cup. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sandra Gage.
Yep.
Scott Mitchell from Forge.
Yep. Yep. Lyndon Hooper was there.
Lyndon Hooper. Ontario Soccer Association.
Legend.
Martin Nash was there.
The owners of York United.
Mm-hmm.
The new owners there. Great guys. We heard a lot of shit that we can't talk about. We were sworn to secrecy, didn't we?
We almost had to sign a variety NDAs. Of people.
Yeah. Surprised anybody said anything around you guys.
I know. Well, the biggest compliment was, I won't say who, it was quite a high-ranking official in Canadian soccer came up to us. He goes, so, hey, you guys have been causing some shit.
The Sharms and I were like, yeah.
Yeah, we have. We said it in a nice way. But,
it's really the highest compliment you can be paid as a podcast, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah.
I think so, too.
No, they all listen, apparently. So those of you that listen, thank you for listening. And we won't divulge your deepest, darkest secrets yet.
Wink.
No, we won't. We won't.
We won't. Off the record. And Neil Davidson, Sharms introduced me. We spoke for about 15 minutes. He said he'd come on the pod as long as we don't, use his face. we're not allowed. No, I'm just, but he, I have to say, I've always been impressed with his writing at Canadian Press. And he's always very thorough and I've never seen him have to worry about backtracking. Always checks his sources. Just really, really solid journalism. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's very, very professional. I was asking him when the first time he covered our national team, and it goes back with us to the 90s. I think there was actually a game against Iran, actually, that was his first one back in the, might have even been the late 80s.
Oh, wow.
He was at the Confederations Cup in 2002. It was like a Toronto FC press conference. It was always Neil or Norm.
Mm. Yeah. That's right. Norm DaCosta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Neil's like the OG of Canadian soccer journalism. Yeah. He's brilliant. I've known Neil for a long, long time. He's this fantastic guy, and he'll be great on this. We'll get him on here.
To interrupt, Sharms. I think it was one of JC's videos that he posted to socials yesterday. It was Bill Manning who was speaking up on the dais, and I think it was Thomas Hewitt who commented that he thought he was about to bring Wonger up on stage. Yeah. And I wish it would have been that. He was probably introducing Victor, right?
There are a couple of times, Dubs, that happened, that he was about to introduce someone very important and Wonger stopped.
And Wonger kind of
and then sits down and...
He was practicing Wonger, his line.
No. And then there was another time, I think it was another video, that JC ended on you, Wonger, and you were having trouble seeing your phone. And I want to know what you were doing. Were you on Twitter? You were playing Candy Crush. What exactly were you doing?
I was. It was JC had sent me that opening shot of Craig speaking to someone and then panning over to me and JC just as we walked into the event at the Arcadian Court, and all very well run, and I didn't have my glasses. All right, probably was looking for my glasses and they were on my forehead, and I was like, oh, this isn't loading properly. And so I was getting a little perturbed is the word. Yeah,
that was a really boring answer. You should have said you were looking at porn or
no,
I
did that later on.
All right.
No, what he was doing, he was googling people at Canadian soccer to find out who they are.
Why do people know me and I don't know them?
There was someone that we were talking to and we considered taking a photo and then Googling the photo to see if someone would come up.
Did all you soccer people include JC and Wonger? Were you guys inclusive of them and introduced?
They were.
They
went out of their way because I had sent in our dark web, just for the context, that at a lot of these, because I'm new to soccer coverage in Canada, that I feel like a real outsider, where all these, it's like handshakes and, you know, thigh bumps and
glad handing.
And I don't know any of these people. And also I am just a lowly podcaster. So you never know if these people will take us nicely or are angry with us because of the things we've said.
They all listen, Wonger. You wield some power.
Yes, I want you to know I'm after you, Canada sucker.
I was just going and shaking people's hands and being like, hey, great to see you again.
JC's the best at that. Yeah. Very good.
He works the room brilliantly.
Yeah, I did that to John Torrey. I saw John Torrey. I'm like, John, great to see you again. He's like, well, very nice to see you. And then did this very limp handshake, I must say.
Jobs, I was just about to throw out. Remember the lot when we were in Chinatown getting going to Kensington and we saw John Torrey walk into a flower shop? That was so I just narked him out. He was buying flowers for somebody. I don't know. Let's see. It's a trouble.
I know.
John Torrey doesn't listen.
Wonger filled in the gaps for me there. Yeah. And you guys had the better Brennan at your table, which is always fun.
Yes. We did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One Ryan's of the best. Such a wonderful guy.
Yes, you have a couple of choices. You guys had Ryan.
Mike and Ryan. And Jimmy was on the other table, thankfully.
Yeah.
Jimmy looks so lonely over there.
Mm-hmm. Table. We're 17. Having a good old time, laughing, you know, jesting, and there's Jimmy over there trying to be professional and stoic.
We were at the kids' table. Let's be honest. We were at the. They put us, Amy. We were at the furthest away from the dais and the microphone.
You guys were like the kids' table and the people who didn't bring the plus one at the wedding. That was your table.
We were the full table, plus one.
Table 18. Man.
Yep.
Cheap seats.
It was good though, right? I mean, listen, there's a big PR push for the World Cup to get the Toronto-based private corporations involved and throw some money at this thing. Sunday, by the way, is going to be a pretty big day, a huge day, in fact, when they announce the host. Not just host cities, but where, how many games are going to be played in each city, each country. And Victor was alluding to the fact that there's some pretty good news of Canada, I think. At least that's what I read between his lines, that it might be some good news.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. Didn't you find that when he talked about how they came to the fact that they were going to bid, that they talked to Canada, talked to Mexico first, and they decided, yeah, let's see if we can do this as a three-country bid. Then they went to the U.S. and the U.S. said, no, fuck off. We're going to do it ourselves. And they're going to say, well, there's no guarantees you're going to get it. But if you incorporate us into this deal, you probably get it for sure.
Well, even more to that point, Craig, he actually said they said, fuck off. We're going to do it on our own. But they had just been turned down and I guess lost to Russia at that point.
Yeah, 2018.
And so Victor and the Mexican contingent put it together and said, hey, you'll do better. You can get 75%. I think that was the number they used, 75% of the games. But you work with us. It's a three-country bid. And it worked out. So it was interesting. That was very interesting.
I like the way he said it, though, because Victor's a pretty imposing guy. Confident guy, and the way he framed it was he went to the States and says, listen, you will not win by yourself. I guarantee you will not win. You have to come in with us. He almost demanded it, which I found, I pretty much agree to whatever Victor says when he gets, you know, in that, you know, his feathers all up, you know, and this is the way it's going to be, boys and girls. It was quite a good insight there. He also put a lot of pressure on Canada Soccer to get a national training center sorted out, which needs to be done now. It's probably down the pecking order here of priorities at the moment. But it has to be done. It's been mentioned. Woodbine, wasn't it? At Woodbine, there was talk about it being there. Great.
What does that mean for Amy and Craig? What does a national training center mean, not only for the country, but as a, like, in operations? Do people spend their, like, kids go there, they're schooled there? I don't know what those things mean.
That would all depend.
Do you know anything about them?
It all depends on what kind of, you know, academy or national academy they want to put forward. I don't think at the moment they'd be looking at an education-based academy as well as football. I might be wrong, but that'd be a big step. But it's a home, you know, and when you have a home and somewhere like that, you can call it yourself, your own. It's I think it's important, and it goes a long way. I mean, CONCACAF are building their own in Dominican Republic, primarily out of Florida, because of the fact that Dominican Republic, they don't need any visas from anywhere to go there. So they can hold youth tournaments, quite easily without ever having any problems with visas. You know, because you're in the United States and you're just a good example. It could be anybody, Cuba or something like that, is playing and they're thinking the whole family is going to be basically busting for the border, which is somewhat true. So it's going to make it easier for them to have youth tournaments and develop youth players. So that's interesting. It's going to be a beautiful complex for CONCACAF.
I agree with what Forrest is saying, like the choice of words you use, like a home, just giving the teams a home base and also staff, technical staff, everybody a place to be. And it's not that long ago, well, especially on the women's side, where it was unusual to have a full-time employee as a coach or as part of technical staff. So I think that having a home base, having a training center, opens yourself up to more permanency or more permanence in terms of your staff, in terms of your operations from a national team standpoint. And then also gives the players a place that where they feel welcome, where they know that they're going. I mean, it's usually, I think Vancouver, given the challenges that our country have in terms of climate and geography, it gives you a place where you can go. I mean, because usually beginning of the year, you must go to the West Coast because that's the only place you can really train outside. But I think just giving ourselves more options and more soccer specific venues also is another reason why you would want to create something like this.
Bubbles, right?
Yep.
Bubbles, darling. Bubbles.
Craig likes bubbles.
I like bubbles too. Big forever bubbling wine. Mm-hmm. Prosecco. Can't afford the shampoos very often.
Mm, or Cava. I like
Jim
Cava.
Brennan in the house. Hey, look who's here. Jimmy Brennan, back from the adults table at the event yesterday. How you doing, pal?
Table 17.
That was table one, actually.
It was table one that we thought was going to be right by the stage. We didn't know it was going to be right by the toilet.
They found out you were going to be sitting there and they moved it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They rearranged everything.
Did you enjoy the event, Jimmy? We know the answer to this, of course, but the listeners might be interested in your observations.
Yeah, I actually did enjoy the event. I thought it was great. That was really good. Like listening to Victor, hearing his stories and the plans in the future for Canada and CONCACAF. Mm-hmm. It was good to see so many familiar faces as well and catch up with a lot of people. So yeah, I thought the event was really good.
Yeah, and just people were probably asking, you know, was it talked about, you know, what's happening, you know, behind the scenes? And no, it wasn't on stage because this is very much a PR exercise and it was positive. So the interviewer wasn't a soccer person. He was a money person, a business person. So that was kind of the deal there. So it wasn't any questions from the floor, put it that way, which might have been interesting.
Yeah. Table 18, have you got something to say?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Starting a consulting company.
And one was called out. These chocolate balls suck, right, Charms? The dessert?
They were awful. I almost spat them out.
Oh, no.
The one with the custard center?
It wasn't custard, though. It was like some kind of – it wasn't a liqueur, but it was some kind of creamy, fruity thing. I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
It ruins a good chocolate.
I threw five of them down.
Did you? The yellow just so you know, afterwards, best. Too, Craigor and I did a pub crawl.
Oh, did you? We kept going.
Yeah, we walked up the street, and he goes, which way are you going? I go, well, I got to take the Bloor line across to get to my place because we were taking the subway. We were being very climate friendly.
Oh, that's why.
And so we stopped at a Fox and a Firkin, and I had two more pints. And Craig and I were watching. There was some match on, but we spoke to the bartender and had a nice chat. And then as we left there, we walked up the street again, we're on Bay Street. And we went to Earl's and had a steak. So it was a great night. I had a martini. So it was fantastic.
Oh, nice. This little date.
We had a date. We had a date night, Craig and I. It's been a while since we've had a date night, eh, Craigor?
Oh, yeah. It was great. Oh.
Well, it's a Friday.
The pickle fight after was awesome.
A tickle fight? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I thought you said pickle fight.
Oh, that was at the event under the table.
That's right.
It was all part of the glad handing.
Start off with a little bit of footy, fellas.
Yep. All right. Listen, it's Friday, right? Which means it's the sexy six. Now we have made changes. to the Sexy Six, there will be a an official timekeeper for each question. Her name's Dubs, because it's her idea. No, we decided.
Oh.
I don't even know what this is about.
You were away, weren't you? You were away for the Sexy Six.
No, there's been two so far. Wasn't Craig here for the first one?
Oh.
When I asked all the questions?
No, he was in Palm Springs, I think, the first
one. No, I remember that. That was like the worst podcast ever.
This is Craig's way of saying he's not prepared.
I didn't ask the question.
You still have about half an hour to figure one out.
Yeah, but nobody said
what you lost.
What we're talking about.
Give me anything you want. Make it topical and just put it to the group.
You're really selling the show right now, Craig. Let's bring Craig to any kind of sponsorship meeting. Can we please? This is how you sell the show.
This show sucks.
Shit. I can't be bothered. Fuck. But let's start, shall we? Roll the intro music, JC.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The hottest takes on the hottest questions from the hottest team in sports. This is the Sexy Six.
There are six questions. There's six of us. That's why they call it Sexy Six Questions.
Footy Prime presents the Sexy Six. Oh, right in the mummy daddy button.
Wow, what a great intro.
Oh, that's incredible. Incredible. Was it mummy and daddy? Was it the end there?
Right in the mummy daddy button.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, that's the one. All right, so I was going to say 45 seconds per answer, but I think we should do 30 seconds just because we're 20 minutes in already. I haven't started. So you've got 30 seconds to get your answer in. If you don't hit the 30 seconds, you can go less than 30 seconds. But if you go over, then you lose a lot of points. Like a lot.
Yeah, and if you go over, this is what you get.
Wah, wah. Oh.
That's like Craig's first car.
Yeah.
Sounds like my first date.
Was that a clown? Squeeze that nose.
It was at a birthday party.
All right. And it's right near the little score chart down here. Okay. Who wants to start?
Not me.
Yeah, I'll start. Lost.
I'll start.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, no. Go ahead, JC. I'm sorry.
JC, you start.
Mine's fairly straightforward. Basically, sports. What's your number two?
Oh, that was a good one.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I don't know if James, if your number one really is football or if it's something else. But anyway, what's everybody's number two?
Okay. Let's start with who you control the round, JC.
James.
Okay. My number two, number one is soccer. Number two is rugby. I would have said snooker, but I can't deal with Dubs's annoyingness towards snooker. Rugby, just because no game has given me as much as far as playing. That rugby did. I love that game more than anything. I love the camaraderie, the brotherhood. I love feeling like shit the next morning, bruises, scratches, gashes, but feeling great and feeling like you did something. Best sport to play in the world. And I was shit at soccer. So there you go.
And it was an emotional roller coaster for you.
It was. It was an emotional time. Roller coaster.
Right on time. Well done.
Let's go up with Craig Forrest.
Can I get points for that first? How many points do I get for that?
Oh,
No, no, I'm not next.
Oh, should that's we... 20 points.
All right.
Should we regulate the point system? Like, should we make...
No.
No, no, fuck, no.
Okay. Stop with all your rules, Dubs.
It's not me. This is coming from supporters group. This is coming from people who have feedback for the Sexy Six that there should be
Four goldfish on that one.
I'll regulate points. Dubs just lost 10.
Fuck. Yeah. Christ.
That's it. That's how it works.
Find another timekeeper.
Great so far.
She's one of those kids who would take the ball home, wouldn't she, when the lights turned on?
Yeah, exactly.
Your own ball. This is mine.
I'm going to take my points with me and leave.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, nobody's playing.
All right.
That's right. Exactly.
Who's next? Jason?
First.
What's the over-under on how long they show Taylor Swift on the Super Bowl program?
What? That's not your question. You have to answer the question.
Yeah, your time is starting. Your time is starting.
Oh, basketball.
Nice.
Any reason for that?
I just like basketball.
Good answer.
I like all sports, but I take a
please.
I'm gonna give that 30 points. That was a great answer because I love basketball too. I gave it away. James B.
My favorite second sport is rugby.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you a quick story. I was in school, okay, grade 9, and I had a science teacher. How long do I have?
TikTok, 20 seconds.
It's all right. It's all right.
I had a science teacher who was the rugby coach. He called me up and he says, Jimmy, he goes, come here. I want to have a chat with you. He goes, I know you play basketball, you play hockey, you know, play a bit of sports. Have you ever played rugby? Never played rugby in my life, sir. He goes, you play rugby, I'll give you an A in biology. I was like, fuck, tell me what I need to do. Right? So I go sit down and there's a guy beside me. Hey, there's a guy that's sitting beside me. His name's Jim Basil. So he goes up and he comes back and I look at Jim and I'm like, hey, Baz, rugby? He goes, yeah, rugby. A? Yep. Fuck. We went out there. All the best athletes are on the pitch. None of us know how to play rugby. We end up winning all Ontario's.
Jesus. First year.
And we all got A's in science and biology.
Did you play Sherm's team?
No. But you know what? It was the best game.
I was in his team, actually. One game.
Sherm's, it was the best game I ever played in my life. And I loved it. And from that day on, I was like, rugby is one of it's a true sport.
There's nothing like sport. It.
And I remember the first time I caught it, I was playing fullback. Didn't really know where to run. I ran into the pack. I got hit so hard that my left shoe came off. My mouth guard went flying. And they don't stop. They just trampled all over you. I mean, I never did that.
Offside, man. You're in trouble there, right?
Yeah.
That'll explain your teeth.
Rocked over.
No, my teeth were from something else.
But can you explain dominant versus recessive genes?
You got an A after all.
You got an A in biology.
That's good. That's 5 points for you.
All right. So what is
mitosis?
Yeah, exactly.
So Jimmy,
I shave mitosis, actually.
Who is the workhorse of the cell?
Osmosis.
Jimmy gets 30 for that, but because you went over, I have to take away
15.
That's what Craig says.
All right.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. At least I told a story.
It was a great
rugby,
story.
Right?
Okay, you know what? No, let's
JC, stick to your guns.
No, JC.
Okay,
this is you.
I'm gonna take. Honestly, it was a great story, and I liked it. So I'm gonna only take away 10 instead of 15.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take 20.
I like how people are lobbying the points giver.
The thing about rugby,
speaking
though,
of points
the
giver,
is when someone, well, obviously in rugby, right? It's a physical game, right? And you can take his number or her number, and in rugby, you can still get revenge on that person away from the ball. That's the beauty of it. Because in rucks and mauls, the ball might not be necessarily in someone's hands, but they're there. And you can clear those fuckers out and get a little bit of revenge for it. I love that about the game. Anyway,
I like that a lot. I wish
you'd be a great player, Dubs. You'd be a great rugby player.
Fire off.
What a game.
Good for you, redhead.
Why don't we find out what Dubs number two is?
Well,
after her fart stories, we know her number two.
My number two is similar to Forrest, is basketball. So I played all kinds of – oh, I should probably start my time here. Played all kinds of sports growing up.
You're already 6 seconds in, so let's hurry up.
And I could have gotten a scholarship for basketball as well at FC Jep. I played both in CJEP. It's probably a better soccer player. Yeah. But it was I think the right decision to play soccer. But part of what helped me along into making that decision is I figured I could always go to the park and shoot hoops. And it's really easy to play a pickup game with buddies or with whomever. And I still love to shoot hoops with my kids. And it's great. I love basketball.
You're just vertically challenged.
Yeah, a little
right
bit.
On time. Right
you
on
were
time.
A bowler, weren't you?
Well, Dubs, I Shock love color. Your answer. I love your answer. I'm going to give you 25, but I'm going to take away 5 because you cheated by giving yourself an extra 6 seconds.
Oh. If I was you, I'd go 10, JC.
The tribe has spoken. Okay, now the reason I left Wonger to the end is because I'm not sure I know what Wonger's first. I think I know what Wonger's first is. We're not talking about first. We're talking about seconds. Get in there.
Okay, if it's if seconds is now what we cover on this show, it is. It takes more of my time. I said last year. I know Carrie Ryan from our supporters club listened to our last year's New Year's resolution show, and I said to watch more football/soccer on the tube, which I've been doing. And so it's now number 2. Football's a slow third now. There you go.
Very succinct. Now, bonus question. What's your number 1? We all know.
Number 1 is basketball.
Okay.
I'm going to give you hockey's number 17, baseball 23.
Oh, my Christ. Oh. Hockey and the All-Star stuff yesterday? What a gong show.
Oh, God.
Just dropping the ball.
I didn't watch any of it.
What are they doing? My kids wanted to watch the draft, and it was good. All the stars are there, but it's like goes over like a fart in church. It's not exciting at all.
I took a picture of Dave Amber when he was on the thing, like on TV, mm-hmm. and when Craig and I were eating dinner, I called him sellout. He goes, why am I a sellout?
No, Amber's great. But like, it's the proceedings that are all wrong.
So boring.
You mean parading out a bunch of old white guys from a previous generation?
I think I said that.
Is
on
really the yelling for yes. the new young audience.
Yep. So my kids were excited to see the draft, and we switched over to the NFL skills kind of competition in advance of the Pro Bowl.
NFL
and we
skills.
Recorded that. Yeah.
Oh, I've got a great. I can't say it here. It'd be a good joke though, but I'm not going to say it. An NFL skills contest.
Oh
no.
Yeah,
you can probably
not.
Imagine. Probably imagine.
Wonger gets 25 points.
I know, right? But there are some.
Thank you. Thank
How many arrests happen in the offseason in the NFL?
Mm-hmm. Not as many as the Premier League.
The new felons league.
Yeah, exactly. Who's is that? It for the for round one.
25 points for Wonger.
All right. 25, was it?
Yep. That's what JC said.
All right. 25 points. Okay.
I think it's because soccer has moved up into my number 2.
Okay.
Is that why?
Who does number 2 work for?
All right. Let's go, Dubs. You wanna jump in here with your question?
Yeah. Can somebody else be timekeep?
Sure.
Sure. You got it, Wonger?
Yep.
I've got it right here. I've got it on my phone if you wanted me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
What's Dubs doing?
Okay, I was looking for my question.
No, sorry.
Getting out of my timer. Not very smoothly. Okay, not Jeremy at all. Starting over. Jamie Carragher started the debate about who is Liverpool's best finisher of the Premier League era, naming Jota as the premier poacher. So who is the best goal scorer you ever played with and who is the best pure finisher in the Premier League era? Jimmy.
Best finisher that I ever played with? I'll tell you who I thought was a good finisher. It was Thomas Rosinski. He was very good. Any Canadian, played the highest level. The Everton, Fulham, could bang in goals. Peter Crouch as well, another good finisher.
Who is the best? Peter Crouch?
Crouchy was amazing finisher. And I'll tell you, one, how much time do I have? A very good finisher who I really enjoyed watching finish was Danny Dicchio.
Oh, yeah.
He was natural.
Then he'd bite a nose off.
Back of the net, and I like
that.
Yeah. Good answers there. I watched a Euro 2004 match with Thomas Rosinski once in his hotel room.
Glad handing.
both naked? But...
Yes. Nope, not. We're both fully clothed just before an interview. And then we just sat there and watched, sat down in the bed and watched.
Oh, that was the end of his answer. So
yeah,
yeah, but I'm handing out points though, so now I can really fuck him over.
Yeah, you can.
So we went over time. It was a thoughtful answer, which is unusual for Jimmy Brennan. He did. Yeah, didn't really choose one. If he just stopped after talking about Thomas Rudzinski, I would have given him a higher mark. I'm going to go Rian Wilkinson scoring here out of 10. I'm going to give Jimmy an 8 on 10.
Okay. What's this 8 on 10, 6 on 10 you guys are talking about on the broadcast? I never heard it said that way before.
That's just the way I said it.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, just like I was saying that I'm like a 6.
Yeah, like out of 10.
Like life.
Right? On 10. Yeah. Right. You're way above a 6.
No, come on.
You're like a
overall? 10. Come on.
No.
I'm a 9.5.
I'm a 4-eerie 9.
You're a what, JC?
I'm a 4-eerie 9 for sure.
Oh, 4-eerie. Yeah,
Toronto 3. Yeah.
All right, Dubs, who's next?
Let's go, Craiger.
Okay. I got a few. You might not like it, but I'd say from distance, Frank Lampard, pure finisher, Ian Wright, and from in close, although he was past his best at the time, Davor Šuker.
Ooh, there's some names for you. That's an answer.
Yeah.
Yes. Concise. Also precise, sort of, you know, ran the gamut in terms of different types of finishers. 9 on 10.
Oh, bullshit. It gave you 3 fucking guys.
The same for reasons, though. There was context.
Yes.
Gave you
very
context.
Good context.
Keep it straight. Fuck me.
You'll get to give out points, Jimmy. It's okay.
-5 for Jimmy.
He gave you 3.
You got up and left.
Yeah, you'd leave.
Well, because I want an espresso.
Well, in that case.
Wonger.
I'm just going to go with what may be a very, very obvious answer. But it's got to be, whether we like him or not, Cristiano Ronaldo is by far one of the best finishers. And there's that one, and I know Dunlop would remember it, but it's that one where he shows off his vertical and jumps probably like 38 inches into the air and scores, out jumps, heads it in. And I'm like, I don't like the guy because he's too good in a way. He's essentially one of the best athletes I've ever seen. So there you go.
Excellent description. You dove into the details, especially for somebody who's new to football. Mm-hmm. More of a messy person. A messy guy, a messy gal. I don't like Ronaldo. 2 on 10.
All right, girl. Nice. Nice.
Well, I thought you were going to say Sharms because he finishes every meal.
Oh.
Fuck, you just left a lot of points there, Jimmy.
Fat shaming.
1,000 points.
Fat shaming on the podcast.
He just left. I'm already feeling quite good about myself these days.
No, Sharms just said he fit Jesus into Christ. His shirt. He hasn't worn any.
Yeah.
He did. Exactly. He was so happy yesterday with his shirt being able to get into it.
It's nice.
And then when I started grabbing the shirt, it was one of those kind of Lycra stretchy shirts.
Oh.
Yeah.
It does help.
He was sucking it in because I don't know when he was relaxing.
Honestly, he could have sewed them into track pants.
It was a Lululemon. It's a nice shirt.
Fit him like a Lululemon pant.
No. I think we all looked great yesterday, by the way. Just for
we made an effort.
Yeah, are we going to get a pic of all you guys looking all handsome like?
Yeah, we got a picture of us with Vic, right? Somewhere?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone took it. I don't know.
I want to see it.
Who took it? I think, I don't know who took it.
Ryan. Alba and Ryan.
Alba and Ryan, yeah.
Ryan took it.
Mm. Yeah.
Better.
All right, who's next, Dubs?
You.
Me? Okay, let me get the clock here.
Do you want me to do the timer?
No, I got it here.
Okay.
There you go. So this is my twice yearly opportunity to mention that I once faced the great Alan Shearer in penalties when I donned the gloves. And you see Alan Shearer finish for years and being one of the great Premier League scorers and drill it home from the spot. But until you actually face that kind of power and accuracy, you don't really appreciate it. And I mean, I'm obviously not an athlete. I'm not a goalkeeper, but I didn't get a hand to one of them. And he was pointing towards him saying, I'm going there, top left. Didn't get anything on it. He was incredible.
I love that story. I could hear you tell it at least twice a year on the podcast. minus points for your accent.
Oh, that's pretty good, Jordy.
Eight and a half.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
JC.
Ready? Best player I ever played with. I'm going to count people on this podcast because I played with them. And that's going to be a tie between Craig and Jimmy. And then, no. Craig and Dubs. And then the best Premier League player, finisher, it's got to be the man Jimmy B. Or Breck Shea, because he had a wicked mullet.
Breck Shea. Breck Shea. Breck Shea. It was a great mullet.
Yeah.
I got to look that guy up.
It's pretty dope.
Breck Shea, he used to have a wicked mullet.
Yeah. That's a name I haven't heard for a long time.
Yeah.
That's got to count for something.
Yep, I love JC, so he's starting with maximum points. Minus points for claiming Jimmy's the best finisher, because it's self-proclaimed not a great finisher. 7.5.
All right, 7.5.
I would have gave you a 10, JC.
So will my wife. That's not
7.5 seconds, maybe.
Longer space.
Is that it? Is that round?
Yeah,
round done.
All right, nice. All right, moving on. Jimmy.
Every 4 years, we get very excited for the World Cup. New uniforms are made for each country, and we get excited to see what the jerseys are. What are your top three international jerseys for the World Cup every year that you look forward to?
Great question.
Thank you. Just made that up off the spot.
you want to delegate the first question to someone?
I would like to. Yeah, I was just giving you a moment to think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Charms.
Okay, top three. At number three, England. I've always liked the plain white. Okay. Three lions, obviously. Just simple. Obviously, I'm a bit biased there. Number two, the Italian blue. Again, simple. Beautiful uniform, legendary. Number one, it's got to be Croatia. Love the Croatian jersey. The white and red checks. There's been some absolute classics over the years. And I always think of Davor Šuka when I think of the Croatian shirt. So there you go. Boom.
Well, Sharms, I do like the England kit. I'll give you a little check. The Italian kit's not bad. And the Croatian one, decent. I'm going to give you a seven.
Seven. All right. I'll take that. There's one I left off there, which I can't believe I left off now. Fuck. Anyway.
Dubs.
Mm.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 over. Finished. 0 for Dubs.
Hurry up, Dubs. Spit it out.
Really?
No.
Well, because of the heritage I married into, and they've not really featured at very many World Cups, but I have to say is Scotland. I always like Scotland's kits. I'm also pandering a little bit there, given Jimmy's heritage. Mm-hmm. Also partial to Croatia. And I have to say, even though I've already talked about how much I don't like Ronaldo, but what I really like in the recent World Cups is, yes, the playing kits, but also what companies are putting out as part of warm-ups. And at this past World Cup in Qatar, Portugal had some stunning warm-up kits. Mm. So I think, like, you know, what companies are pumping out now in terms of the warm-ups and, like, what they're wearing onto the pitch before they actually play the match, I think that enters into the conversation as well. So I'll say
Portugal. It doesn't, because I have the question. It's World Cup jerseys. So let's keep it there, please.
the quiz master.
Let's have your third jersey, please.
Portugal.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Right or wrong answer here.
I think there is in Jimmy's mind.
Yeah, in Jimmy's mind.
He's the quiz master. Go ahead.
Scotland hasn't been to a World Cup in about 40 years.
I mentioned that as context in my answer.
Yeah.
Stick
to the question. Croatia, yeah, not a bad jersey. Portugal, I'm going to give you, I'll give you six dubs.
Top marks for you for being a dick.
You can add that up next time it's yours. Boris, let's have it, please.
I'm going to say the classic Brazilian jersey can't go wrong. I'll go with Sharns with the Italian jersey. And third, Cameroon.
Oh, I like good it. One. Yeah.
I those like guys it. Look good in those jerseys.
Especially Roger Miller. The sleeveless ones they had there for a while.
That's right.
Yeah.
They had the all-in-one as well, didn't they, at one point?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's kind of
short in the top with all. Okay, I like it. Forrest, I'm going to give you an 8. Oh. I should give you a 9 because you stuck to the question. Wonger?
Number 3 is Brazil. I was right on with Craig was saying. It's a team that I grew up watching and idolizing. Number 2.
Idolizing?
Yeah, because I loved Pele back in the 70s and 80s.
I thought you just started watching football.
No, World Cup, I've always watched. Oh, okay. We're talking about the Prem. I've never... Who's in the Prem? Who played in the Prem? Number 2, for some reason, it's the baby blue. It's Argentina. I like that. And then number 1, I don't know how you guys can't say this. The black kit from Canada was awesome. And I like that is one of the best kits Canada could ever come out with. Just with the black and the little red maple leaf. It looked amazing.
You could pick those up for $22 at your local sports store.
Mm-hmm. Can you?
Well, they're pretty cheap.
Looked good for us.
Yeah. They didn't design a new one for Canada, of course.
For the men.
For the men. Oh, yeah. The women got caked up.
Yep.
I like it. Wonger, I'm going to give you a 9.
No.
For lying about one of my favorite being idolizing Brazil.
Argentina.
I loved Brazil growing up.
Yeah.
Idolize, that's a strong word.
Well, I also did a project on them in grade 6. Yeah. So it like stuck with me. Brazilia.
That's the Jairzinho era, right? Probably.
Yeah. Jairzinho. 1948 Uruguay World Cup. Yeah.
JC.
Okay, I was gonna say the black Canadian one, but I'll leave that for Wonger. I'm gonna go
you can still say it.
94. No, it's all good. I got others. I got the 94 Nigeria away jersey. It's awesome. It's like all cool patterned, like before that was a thing. 98. I loved Zidane, and that was the first time I ever really got into the World Cup. So I got to go with the French jersey, and the number one, and to me, is still the coolest thing. I bought practice kit jacket of this. And I think West Germany. Fuck. 1990.
West Germany. 1990.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's a nice one.
JC, I'm going to give you 10. A lot of thought went into that.
Was that the horizontal?
Yeah.
Black and yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. It was, right? Yeah.
With the eagle.
Not great for the lumpier people in the world.
No, most of the jerseys aren't.
I always love the French jersey. So classic and clean. Mm-hmm. I loved Argentina.
With the cock in it.
Yeah, nice big cock on the chest.
Love a good cock. Yeah.
I loved Japan. I've always loved Japan's jerseys.
Because we weren't asking you answers.
No, I just thought I'd throw them out there in case anybody was interested.
What was JC's score there?
10.
Yeah? 10?
Yeah.
He went over.
Great answer. Gave me the years. Very specific. Knew what he wanted. I like that. Knows what he wants.
Thanks.
All right, let's go supporters question now, shall we? They as always, give us a great question. What is the best or worst tattoo you've seen? Bonus points for a teammate. All right, so best or worst tattoos. Dubs?
Okay. Well, Christine Sinclair probably has the worst tattoo that I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes, really? It is a maple leaf. Brought to life by stick arms and stick legs dribbling a soccer ball.
That's kind of cool.
No, it's shocking, actually.
Where on her body? I've never seen it.
I won't give that away. I'll just give away the nature of the tattoo. And I will say when I was 17, I got a tattoo. I thought I was badass. And it was a Japanese symbol. For difference, because I thought, I'm unique. I want to do my own thing. And then I had twins that I played with who had Japanese heritage. Their mom was Japanese, and she looked at me changing one day, wearing my sports bra. So it was on my shoulder, and she went, "Oh, shoe?" And I was like, "No, no, it means different." She's like, "No, it doesn't. It means shoe."
No way. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah. You know what? That's had two amazing answers, by the way. Yeah. Now, the supporters club, they wanted a more standardized scoring system, right? Was it out of 10 they wanted?
I don't know. They just wanted it kind of more standard across the board.
Okay, so for them, we'll do it out of 10 and give you a 10.
Yes.
Because that was a very, very amazing. Sinky, we had no idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You right. let us no in chance for someone
circle.
Up.
You let us in two inner circles. Your ignorance and
right. my ignorance and cultural appropriation. That's right. I feel
well
shame.
Done. Thank well you. Done, you entitled white girl.
Yep.
All right, Wunga.
I'm
worst,
different.
Tattoo you see.
So one of my friends at work, I got along with her boyfriend really well, and he goes, "Wunga, I'm going out tonight. I'm getting a tattoo. Me and my buddy." And I said, "Well, what are you getting?" He goes, "I'm getting Hans Mole Man." And I went, "Hans Mole Man?" He goes, "Yes." So he got the old guy from The Simpsons. Look it up, Hans Mole Man. And it was so, it was no color. So it was just outline of Hans Mole Man. And it was a brilliant, brilliant, stupid tattoo.
It's amazing.
I know.
That is bad. Do that. All right. You got 9 out of 10 for that one. That's pretty you. Great. Okay. Craig.
Remember, there's a big, quite a large Newcastle fan, and he was friends of Gascoigne, and we're at a golf event, and he had two W's tattooed on his ass, one on each ass cheek.
Two W's. Wow.
Is that true?
This is true. And they were massive, but on him they're like tiny.
W's. How often was he pulling his pants down and showing his ass?
Oh my god.
A lot. He was like 350 pounds and lots of rolls.
Oh.
That's gotta be a tenner, right?
That's a tenner.
Jesus. The second one is Jimmy's had a good reef payoff. On his arm. He's got some kind of reef or something.
Mm. that's a good answer.
All right, JC.
I got to go with my very first tattoo also. When I was 18, I went to with a girlfriend to get a tattoo. She was going to pay for it. We walked in. She's like, "I only have $60. I'm like, "What the hell?" So they're like, "Yeah, you can't get that for $60. I'm like, "What can I get?" They're like, "Pick something on that wall." I'm like, "Okay." So I got a shark. But everyone calls it a dolphin.
It's just a fucking shark.
My wife leads that charge.
That's 10 as well, because it's Jason actually uses himself. I've got a shark as well on my arm. Yeah, I like sharks.
But that tracks for JC, right?
The two least sharkiest nice people on our podcast.
Yeah.
Right? My shark covers up a bad tattoo, actually. Oh, yes. an old tattoo. I got the old, this is my answer, by the way. I got the old, when it was cool, the old tribal tattoo, the band. And about 5 years
ago. What tribe?
A generic tattoo part of the tribe.
Yeah.
Right? So I just got a shark over it. And anyway. Sorry.
As one does,
yeah.
I'm going to get a tribal tattoo over my shark.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Jimmy, worst tattoo?
It was Jason DeVos. I remember Forrest, I think if you remember, he had the smallest little maple leaf on his chest. And it was just an outline in red. And it was tiny because he was a big guy. And it was almost like he did the outline and stopped because it was too painful for him.
Oh,
and
no.
It was the ugliest, stupidest tattoo I've ever seen in my life.
So Jason DeVos has got an ugly, stupid tattoo. We'll give you a 9 for that as well. That's pretty good.
Patriotic.
Patriotic, yeah.
A big guy with a little tiny maple leaf on your chest.
You got to just commit.
It's almost like they started and he was like, "Ow, ow, ow." Yeah. Okay, done.
You can't go patriotic in half measures.
No. Yeah.
I do like. I must admit, I like the if you're in the Olympics, you should have Olympic rings. Dubs, do you have Olympic rings? You should.
I don't.
No, but on her other shoulder, she has a Chinese one that she thought was for pride, and it really said number 47, broccoli and beef.
Okay, my answer to the supporters' question is I haven't seen it. Well, actually, I have seen it, a picture of it. Jamie Carragher, who's a legendary Liverpool player, bleeds red, a warrior for that team, and he's got an Everton tattoo on his arm because he grew up as a toffee.
That's right.
Oh.
It's a pretty good answer. You guys want to give me a score for that out of 10?
But I thought you already gave an answer.
No, that was for the supporters club. That was their answer.
Oh, pardon me. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was my answer to the supporters questions. My tattoo wasn't my answer.
Oh.
I said that.
Minus 10.
Why?
It seems like it gave two answers.
I thought so too.
I clarified it to begin with. I said, this is not my answer. Mm. Is it still minus 10? Listen, you guys can decide.
It's not that good.
What, the Jamie Carragher one?
It's good, but your other one was better. Yeah. The tribal tattoo. And
yeah, you know? I like that one.
It wasn't a bad thing. I just got bored of it.
Oh, okay. Okay, Jamie Carragher, 8.
Eight, okay.
Because he's got a toffee. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good. All right, who is still to go? Wonger.
It's time to get saucy, Canada. The McRib is returning to McDonald's. This is not a drill. I'm reading someone's write-up. After being absent from the fast food chain's menu for the past decade, the popular sandwich is back in participating stores across the country starting Tuesday. So they're bringing back the McRib after 10 years or 4 years or whatever it is. What would you bring back personally to make you and Footy Prime better? What back to the future, whatever it is, make Footy Prime great again. I'm stealing off of my favorite politician.
No.
So, Sharms, what would you bring back, whatever it is, to make Footy Prime great again?
I would bring back Admiral shirts, the Admiral sporting brand. I think that is something that's been missing from not just sports, but from culture. For the last 20, 30 years, I used to wear it with pride back in the 1980s. And we need to have that brand back because they make great clothing and a really cool little Admiral symbol over the crest there. So, yeah, bring back Admiral.
What? Does it make you just want to say England?
England! England! What an answer. Out of 10, I'm going to give you a 28.
Attaboy!
Ooh, yeah, because you mixed in future revenue.
nudge, not as good as a wink to a blind bat.
A great brand that's coming back, and a really cool answer. So, 28. Nice. Craig Forrest, what would you bring back? Back to the future.
Back to the future.
No hitting on your mom and Biff coming to steal the sealer.
We'd have to get rid of Jimmy and bring Danny Dicchio back.
Oh, that would be great. Bring Deitch back.
That's great.
I'm sorry, Sharms. As your answer was pretty good, but I have to give that a 28 and a half.
That's pretty great.
The best part is being the timekeeper, you don't need it for Forrest. You know, it's going to be succinct.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Dubs, timekeep yourself.
I'm not calling you today.
Time keep yourself. What would you bring back?
Okay, yeah. So your suggestion about the McRib made me think about the McDonald's pizza. And I don't know if it was the same thing for you guys where you were growing up, but there was this urban legend that the dough for the McDonald's pizza, there would be people preparing it that would, how shall we say, be practicing single elimination while they were preparing the pizza. Do you guys remember that?
I do.
But I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to go with Perrette's, which is kind of like a 7-Eleven around here. I'm over time, but it's worth it.
Perrette's,
I used to go bike back from soccer
spell
practice.
Perrette's. It was it Perrette's?
Perrette's. P-E-R-R-E-T-T-E.
You're saying Tourette's.
That's what I'm thinking as well.
Shit! No, Perrette's. And I used to bike back from soccer practice with my mom, and we'd have banana popsicles. Remember banana popsicles?
Yeah.
Amazing. And Sip Sacks. I know. Do you guys remember Sip Sacks? Was that a thing out of Quebec?
Sip Sacks?
They were literal like plastic sacks, little bags that had, you know, like grape flavor, red, you know, fruit punch flavor, lemon lime flavor, and they were ubiquitous at sporting events for kids. They'd be like a cooler filled instead of with freezies, they'd be sip sacks, and you would bite the corner off them, or they come with a straw, but most kids would just bite the corner off them and just you down the drink, and it was pure sugar. Mm-hmm. And it was a delight.
Good answer.
Wrong answer.
Oh yeah, a little bit.
You're over. I don't. No one knows Peretz. The context wasn't really there.
You made me happy. I had to mention that bit.
Look, you're smiling, and so you know what? 6.5. We'll give her that. A half a mark.
Smile was only worth half a mark.
JC, what? Yes, JC, what are you going to bring back?
If we're talking about making Footy Prime great again, then I think we need to bring back the in-person pod. When we used to bring cases of Amsterdam beer and either sit in the garage or sit in the tent or sit at Eggplant Picture and Sound and do a pod and laugh and then and drink and just have a great time. And it just felt really good. So everybody, let's just get a big apartment and all live together and do pods all day long.
There's our next TV show. I love that. That's a 27.
Oh, wow.
Take it.
And Jimmy B?
There was a show that I used to watch in England religiously every single weekend in the morning. It was called Soccer AM. Mm. And it was the best. Everybody was glued to the TV. And I would love for us one day to have a North American Soccer AM where we actually host it.
Footy Prime AM.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what good the footy idea. Show
was. And that was back then with Helen Chamberlain and Tim Lovejoy.
Yeah. And then didn't Max Rushton host it as well later as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm not familiar with it, but I like where you're going. It's into the Admiral space. I'm going to give it a 28.5, too.
Mm. Yes.
So, well,
and I got a 6.5?
Yeah, Dubs, it was too long.
Very long.
It was Quebec only. It was like you're just you're was small thinking that one. You would have gone better with the McDonald's pizza and the people whack it off. And
I had McDonald's pizza on my list, actually, as well, because that was really good.
She's upset.
She's actually pissed off.
I know. She's what's the word? Sulking? Is that what she's doing right there? She's sulking in the corner.
Sulking in the background.
Taking a drink from her CBC mug.
Oh, yeah. She's wonderful. She's our best. She's our dubs. Sharms, who's next?
Yeah.
You have to jump soon, Dubs. What time?
No, at 9:30.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure we had.
Who hasn't gone yet for this round? Is that it? There might be
Forrest.
No, Craig. Craig and Thickio, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, we're done this round.
Question. Yeah, we're done the round.
Okay. Got to make it quick. Oh, who is your favorite coach for the national team, or your club team, or it could be university, whatever? Who are your favorite coaches in those positions that you ever played for?
Who's first?
Dubs.
Wow, not giving me much time to think. I'd have to say John Walker. He was my coach at University of Nebraska, and that was a really pivotal time for me in my career and my development as a player. And he was Canadian, so that also, and he was an assistant for the national team at the same time, and that was a real pipeline into the national team in the late 90s. So I'd say John Walker.
Johnny Walker.
Big drinker.
He was from Kingston, so he just wrote
30 out of 30 for Dubs.
Yes, ooh. Forrest.
Jimmy?
National team definitely would be Holger Osiak. I loved him. I found him great on the sidelines, but he used to make me laugh with just the way he used to speak. Killed me. So Holger, definitely for national team. And then club football, I would say probably Paul Hart at Forest. Great manager, good banter, knew how to handle all the young guys because we had a very, very young team at the time. Brilliant manager for me. So those two.
What's he doing now? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Because he was a good coach.
Yeah, he was.
What are the points here? I missed the Dubs's points.
30 out of 30.
30 out of 30. Yeah. Jimmy, 29 out of 30.
Yeah.
Right. How about you, Wonger?
Two coaches stick out. One was Pat Sheehan, who won the Vanier Cup at with me at McGill, but also at Queens. And I think he went to the great coach. And the other one was our defensive coordinator, Larry Ring, because I said stick out. Is that what you were thinking?
And Ring.
and Larry Ring. Yes. He also had the W's on both his asses. On both ass cheeks. No, Larry was our defensive coordinator. And there's something when a coach likes you and lets you be yourself, there is really something about that. And we had a bunch of characters on that team to have won it all. And everyone was allowed to be themselves, even if it was a little offside back in the day. Instead of running it like military, it was kind of like your West Ham pub, the way you always talk about it.
Right. Well, it's always important. And it's memorable, isn't it, when you have a coach like that? And also, the last time Vanier Cup was won by McGill was with you guys those years ago.
Yeah, all those years ago. And what's even crazier was I wasn't highly recruited until the All-Star game. And I had a really good game. And Pat came to my house, met my parents, brought us out for beers. We were all underage. It was fantastic. I was like, this is a true Quebecer. He's fantastic. Even though he's from Cornwall, I think, or something like that.
Nice.
Thank you.
29 out of 30.
Thank you. She's still mad at me. She's not drinking. Sulky anymore.
29 out of 30, underage drinking.
You endorse that?
Yeah. JC.
Well, I mean, I haven't played all that much professional football, but I'm going to think back to when I did play in the 1966 World Cup. And Alf Ramsey, who also was the coach for Ipswich Town before that, he led us to championship, to greatness, and we'll always be so thankful to him from a team standpoint. So I got to go with Alfie on that one.
Oh, wow. I'll give you 40 out of 30 for that.
Wow.
Just for your knowledge of Alf Ramsey, who was the other Ipswich manager who coached England after him?
Quick Google.
Get bonus points.
Fabio Capello.
Bonus points.
No, just Sean. Fabio.
Bobby Robson.
Fabio Capello, he loved the West Country, or the East Country, East Anglia.
He did. Charms.
My most important coach in my life was my dad, because he taught me how to overcome adversity. More than anyone else in my life.
Creating adversity.
You know, it's tough when you get put on the other team on a regular basis.
And never get attached to one team.
I am the strong character I am today because of that experience.
Yeah.
Sharms, we have to have a chat at the end of this podcast.
Yeah. That's why, Sharms, you can float like a butterfly, man. Doesn't matter. You are a social butterfly now.
I am.
Yeah, that's because exactly. Of your father.
He doesn't sting like a bee, though.
No. He's emotional.
Yeah. I feel sorry for you. I'll give you 30 out of 30.
All right. Nice. Fair enough. All right. One more question. Is that everyone answered? This one?
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone's answered. Yeah. Okay. So quickly, last one is mine. If money and, you know, potential was completely irrelevant, it doesn't matter. Who would you like to see named as Canada Soccer's next general secretary? Anyone in the world. Money is no object. Let's start with... Jimmy.
Oh, fuck. Next. Probably Paolo Maldini.
Paolo Maldini.
Yeah. Because I love what he did at AC Milan. He was in a position in the back, upper management. Done a great job there. Experience. There's a lot of connections. Understands the game. Business acumen. Paolo Maldini.
Good answer. 20. Dubs.
Excuse me. I'd have to I'd have to say Jessica Berman. She's the current commissioner in the NWSL and has done a really great job after all of the inquiries into abuse and kind of changed the culture and really spurred that league on. New broadcast deal, I think should be really good for Canada Soccer.
All right, good answer. 20. Craig.
You know, I don't know that world well enough to put a name for it, to be honest with you. I mean, I could,
you have to
try, but as a general secretary job, I don't know. That's kind of a unique position that needs somebody with a lot of experience, and I'm not going to put a name forward.
You're refusing to answer the question. You can name anyone in the entire world, but you choose not to.
You can even say Dan Wong and pick up points here.
All right.
This is a tremendous turn of events.
He's got a zero. No, he got a minus 10. I'm not even trying.
You could have said anybody. Your dad, for fuck's sake.
Well, they keep quitting.
Well, there's that. There's a reason. For that. JC.
Craig Forrest.
After that answer? Are you sure?
Because Canada soccer's been doing really good so far, so why not shake things up and put a Craig Forrest who doesn't know that much about that world? Get him in there. I tell you, it would be a lot of fun. We'd have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. Nice board meetings.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's Craig? Is Craig showing up for this board meeting?
I'm presenting my report. Completely empty piece of paper.
Oh, my God.
Wonger.
It's an easy, easy one. It's the six of us. We fill out a whole different, like, you can all pay us one salary. That's how much money we make anyways. So we'd all make 30 grand running this, and we'd all divvy it up. Yeah, the 180 grand, I'm thinking, in that space for general secretary. We all make 30 grand, and we can fill out. We have got speakers. We've got people behind the scenes. We have a full marketing team, full production house all across the board. There you go. Footy All Prime, right. The podcast.
20 points. 20 points. We would do a great job.
We would.
And it'd be fun as well.
It would be fun.
Yeah. I think I'm out, though. You kept saying fill out, and I don't fill out many shirts that I own, so I don't think I'd be a good candidate for the job.
You got 5 more points there, Dubs. That's a good little line there. I wonder what Tim Lowicki's doing these days. Because he came into MLSE and was here for a short time, but completely changed the whole direction.
2013, teams. Around there. 2013, Charms.
Yeah. He brought in the right people at the Raptors. TFC, obviously. Knows soccer really well. And has connections. Mm. And he wouldn't take any shit from anyone. Now,
he'd run it.
He'd need more than 180 briefly. Grand.
Yeah.
He was just in briefly with them?
Yeah, he's in maybe 2 years.
Yeah, I think
come in, right, and they make effect change, and then they leave.
He was good, Tim.
He was a full change maker. Like, he just kind of went, I'm going to start clean, and I'm going to make decisions.
I think he brought in Masai with the Raptors.
He did.
Brought in Bez with TFC.
Mm-hmm.
He brought in Brendan Shanahan with the Leafs, and, mm-hmm. Haven't won a cup, but, I mean, the whole organization's changed. And I'm not sure what else he did, but he did a lot, put it that way. But I don't get points for this, so it doesn't matter.
No.
All right. We finished the sexy six.
Not too bad.
Not too bad, because we started with 20 minutes off.
Yeah, that's right. Weird. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let me tabulate these before we get to footy picks. All right.
But before we get to footy picks, it's time for everybody's favorite segment.
Looky like it.
Amy?
Yes. This is very exciting.
Oh. So,
We were talking about Thomas Frank, a Brentford coach doing a lot with limited resources there, and perhaps as a successor to Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool, one of these names being mentioned. But this is his looky-likey in Kyle MacLachlan.
Canadian. Wow. Canadian actor.
Yeah. From Sex and the City.
And in Dune, he was also in Dune.
Okay.
And he was also in Desperate Housewives.
Last night.
He's dreamy, right? But I thought it was a very good looky-likey.
It's excellent.
Very good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Like,
very good.
And that could be the same guy for, like, actually.
Yeah. But do you think really Brentford would be doing better if Kyle MacLachlan was their manager?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I'm not finished adding up stuff.
Charms' math skills are failing him.
Not good.
It was also going to do a mashup of Rian and Jesse Fleming, but I just ran out of time and I didn't send it over to JC in advance. But
well, you're going to have to pull that out on the next broadcast too.
Yep.
And the broadcast promo has over 80,000 impressions on it. You guys are popular online, I have to say.
Yeah, for all the good reasons, Wonger. Yeah.
Your OnlyFans is taking off, Dubs.
Yeah.
Charms. Hey, well, why don't we get into before Charms keeps adding up, why don't we play? Yes,
sir. DJ Melody.
It's 40 picks. It's 40 picks. It's 40 picks. 40.
All right. Okay. Two of us have not submitted their bets, by the way. And you can guess who they are. Yeah. Okay, Jimmy and Clay, give us a bet.
AC Milan to beat Frosinone.
Okay, Milan to beat Frosinone.
I had that for dessert last night. A little Frosinone.
That's very anti-Italian, isn't it?
It's delicious. How can it be anti-Italian?
Craig.
Sheffield United to lose to Aston Villa at home.
So Aston Villa to beat. To win.
Contrarian.
So that'd be Villa to win.
Hey.
All right. Oh, I like these odds. Of course I like the odds there because they're fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So $5.
Oh, we have to talk about the other ones just quickly. No, what are the other? Oh, sorry.
Settle down.
Sorry, Charms. I didn't know if you were adding still, so I was trying to.
No, I finished. Oh, okay. $5 wins us $63. Ooh. Their odds of plus 1,165.
Well, what are the rest of our bets?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what I was referring to.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Tony bets.
Yeah.
Our Tony bet.
Okay, so the other ones, let me just go here.
I can talk about mine. I wanted to pick Benfica women because Mary Ali Du,
yes,
who has been kind of in and out of Bev's roster, is just lighting up that Portuguese league, and she scored a brace against Barcelona the other day in Champions League. They tied 4-4. But they are not playing until Wednesday. So I went to Ligue 1 Féminin. I picked Lyon over Reims. Ooh. Reims. You see the S. Reims.
Okay.
Reims.
Merci.
I went with Spurs. Tottenham Hotspur over.
Spurs.
Spurs. And I don't know how to say it.
Jesus.
Over Everton. And I also thinking Everton. This is the nail in the coffin for Everton. This is them going, unless the point situation changes, this is them getting relegated. This is going to be the nail in the coffin for them.
Where the toffee gets sticky.
Yeah. It's a little better, Dubs. No, not really.
What's a new concert to be
might lose
some?
A filling or two.
JC, I like JC. JC took Chester FC to be the Banbury United.
Couch.
Yes. My aunt and uncle have a flat in Chester, which is the oldest walled city in the UK. And I love Chester. I've stayed there many times, and it's like when I go there, it's my it's my spirit animal. But I mean, that's a huge match. So go Chester. I think that's what their chant is. Go Chester.
The supporters have gone the route of pragmatism again, which I like. They took Villa in both the men and women to win. Mm. And they've gone back to the beer shot.
Beer shot.
In the lower divisions of Belgian football. Mm. And they get a plus 300 for that. So $5. Doesn't win a ton, but it's something, right? It's enough.
Every time I hear beer shot, I think Erica Badu. Do you guys? Rim shot? No.
Rib shot.
Hey, diggy, diggy. Yeah. That's what I think of when I hear beer shot.
One of us thinks the same thing, apparently.
Thank God for Jimmy.
Yep.
First time and last time I will say that.
I was going to say.
A lot more.
You want the end results for the Prime Sexy Six?
Yeah.
No, I care not to hear the results.
Well, in dead last. And this is partly, I think, because I forgot to write down two of the scores.
Dubs.
But it's me. 80 points. Yeah, I only have like 5 scores here for me. Actually, missed one score. I've got to. So I don't think I would have won anyway. So it doesn't matter. I'll concede defeat. Second last. No surprise here. Daniel Hercules Wong.
Yeah. Changing my middle name. Hercules is the way.
I like that.
Third last. Or third.
Yeah, I prefer third. Say.
Well, you are third, so that's good.
Do I know?
You are third. Yeah, you are actually third. 102.5 points, a good score, nonetheless. Who is next? Okay, next up we have Craig Lawn Forest, 104.5 points. Ooh. Runner up with 114.5 points. Look at Jimmy's fucking, he's so stressed right now. Runner up.
Again, runner
it's up. Jimmy.
Jeff Cole. Oh, which means today's winner is Jimmy Brennan, 116.5 points.
Just kills you, doesn't it?
You add it up really quickly.
It really does kill me.
So nice to be a winner.
There you have it. That's sexy six. Thank you. Which these questions should have been last week, by the way. Mm-hmm. Of course, last week everything blew up. So we kind of changed it around. But yeah, we'll continue. I think the 30-second rule works. Don't you think?
Sure.
I think so. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But let us know, listeners. Let us know, please. That's been Footy Prime. TonyBet.ca. It's another weekend full of great action. Liverpool Arsenal this weekend. That's the big one. Can't wait for that. If you want to hear a preview of that, listen to a different pod. We didn't get to it today. It's not kind of what we do. We can occasionally, right? But not all the time. But you can catch all these games on Fubo TV, FuboTV.com. Subscribe and save. And let us know what you think about us, except for Pugs Wizard. Pugs Wizard, you can't let us know what you think about us. We know no,
unless,
exactly how you
well,
think.
Well, look, unless you're going to turn a corner, Pugs Wizard, and start saying nice things about us, mm-hmm. then
you guys
then keep
see
yourself.
That yesterday when JC took a picture of you guys and you're like, we're off to see the wizard. And then Nesker wrote Pugs.
Nesker's burner account, Pugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Claims yeah, it's
who,
not.
Who said that? It's definitely him.
It has definitely him.
Okay, that's it. We're back on. It's number 500 on Monday. Oh,
Monday.
My God. It's Monday's pod is number 500, people. We it's have nothing planned for it. Yeah. But we'll regale some stories, and who knows where we'll go. But we've got some big news coming in the near future as well. The website's is that close.
That close.
That close to being up and live. Can't wait for that. All right, everyone. Thank you. Enjoy the games. Cheers for listening.
Yeah.
Sure, go there.
And don't bother buying newspapers.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Beck. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeIG.
I don't like newspapers.
I like newspapers. Look at the way the ink smells in my hands.
Oh. Hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it.
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking butter pound of beef on the hot side.
On the hot, stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
Hot, cool. Stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool, crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together. You can't resist.
I gotta go.
Stays, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot.
Keep cool, cool.
McDLT. McD, LT, hot, beefy, McD, cool, crisp, LT, McD, LT, it's a good time,
hot, beefy, McD,
but the great taste,
cool, crisp, LT,
of McDonald's,
could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever,
no, McD, LT.
It's not. The D stands for dead.
That's fucking brilliant.
I love it.
He's not trustworthy with hair. He's the
Costanza?
No. Can't stand ya.
Can't stand ya.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm already late.
Yeah,
bye, all right. Guys.
Bye. Have a great day, y'all.
Bye.
See you, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.